gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
Welcome to WHW Monday. Tony Schiavone and Conrad Thompson.
Jim Crockett for Starcade, 605 NWA, TV title, Cajun Omni, the Bunkhouse Stampede, Flair and Horseman, Garvin, Bogey, Magnum, Dusty, Express Tag Team, Turner, Bonin, Mid-South, Joy World Championship Wrestling.
Talking about the great years of World Championship Wrestling, the NWA and Jim Crockett Promotion.
Tony and Friends North, they win, look, Schiavone's back again, world title split off, center stage, Bischoff, Disney, Hogan, and Nitro, New World Order and the Crow. Thunder Russo, Arquette Champ, Vinnie Mac, simulcast. Tony's back with Conrad, not your classy podcast. Watch along, try not to laugh, Lois rules, cat bat. This wasn't the initial plan, Tom Zink's a good-looking man. Klondike Bill, make a chair, Tommy, you come over here.
What happened when?
WHW Monday. And now, let's go to the ring. And here's your co-host, hey, it's Conrad Thompson.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to What Happened When? With a little bonus action all up in that ass, just in time for the end of the year. Christmas is behind us. New Year's Eve is upon us. And of course, Tony Schiavone, well, he's Schiavone-ing everything in sight, except for the bonus episodes here on Patreon. Tony, how are you, man?
Great. Love having the bonus stuff all up in my ass.
Oh really, yeah. That. Everybody loves it when we get all up in your ass, and we hope you guys are having a great time. Hope you had a great Christmas and you've got a fun New Year's planned, and hope your friends will actually attend the events that you planned for them. Lord knows I've been trying to do that and to no avail.
Who's not coming to your event?
Tony and Lois.
Oh, that's the one you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, any event, you don't attend anything. But here's the thing, you do attend anytime that there's a paid appearance involved here on Patreon. So we appreciate you making time out of your busy schedule of, Fox News and Facebook. We want you to fire up Friday Night SmackDown season 1, episode 2. It aired on September 2nd, 1999. We want you to go to 4846. This is a very special moment in SmackDown history. I think it's overall the third SmackDown overall. They did one like sort of pilot episode, but once the show was picked up, this was only the second episode, and we're at the height of the Attitude Era, and we've got an entanglement, I guess we'd call it, with the Big Boss Man and Al Snow. And of course, Al Snow has been famous at this point for being a quote unquote new rocker, and that didn't exactly work out. So he eased on down to ECW, became a main event star down there, talking to a mannequin head. And his theme song became, "What does everybody want? What does everyone need?" And everyone chanted head, head, head. So,
okay.
He has a mannequin head now that he carries to the ring with him. He's been banned from Walmart. His figure is not available for sale because they think that it simulates violence against women to have a severed female head in a children's package for a wrestling figure. So, it became a controversial figure, and the controversy knows no bounds because we're going to be introduced to a puppy named Pepper, who's a big part of the program here. Mm-hmm. And well, bad things are going to happen. This is episode 2 from season 1, September 2nd, 1999. And who do we have to blame for me making you watch this?
Dave McClay. Dave is based out of Boston, longtime supporter of ours, really a good guy. He delivers the mail, by the way, in Boston. So
I think we met him once.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Dave's a good guy. And I think Dave was at our low key big hog or our top guy weekend.
I mean, I think we met him in Boston. I could be wrong.
Could have. He may have come to, you know, that time that you and Bruce and I showed up at the, where was it?
Kowloon's. You did a run.
Kowloon's. Yeah. I did a run in. I think he may have been there at that time. Not sure. Dave's a longtime supporter of ours. And, I just talked to him. And so we're going to watch this little, snippet from SmackDown. Then we're going to go to Unforgiven and actually watch the match. So we got a couple of things here. So, get ready to go to two different places for us. Okay. Two different places.
Yeah, so we'll watch this segment, which will be really quick because it's a television segment. Then we'll watch the match. We'll give you the match time code in a minute. But for now, season one, episode two, September 2nd, 1999, Friday Night SmackDown. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I am ready. 48 minutes, 46 seconds. 48, 46. Little transition. We're going to see the King and Michael Cole talk about or set up this little package here. As they just come out of who was in the limousine type thing that wrestling we've done. How many times throughout this throughout the years in wrestling did we wonder who was in the limousine?
On Nitro, about every week for 2 years.
That's right. Very good. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go in 3, 2, 1. Play.
Well, King, I'll tell you what, Al Snow has been a distraught and a desperate man as of late, heartbroken because of the abduction of his dog, Pepper.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you know, Pepper is Al Snow's closest friend, Big Boss Man abducted Pepper. It was a dog napping, and Al Snow has been, I mean, he's been heartsick ever since.
And, you know, Boss Man asking for ransom, and what Boss Man did was he said, Al Snow, you can be a hardcore title shot. I'll give you back Pepper. The only problem was Boss Man didn't uphold his end of the bargain.
No, he took the hardcore title. Plus, he took Pepper after the match was over. But you know what? Al, he continued to beg, and I think that Boss Man seen the error of his ways.
I once had a little dog when I was a kid. It ran away. I figured out a way to make this whole thing up to you. You come to my hotel. You find my room next Thursday. I will personally hand you Pepper.
Well, King, Al Snow did go to the Big Boss Man's hotel room earlier today. We have footage. We haven't seen it yet. It was shot earlier today, but I can tell you this. It was a happy reunion between Al Snow and his dog, Pepper.
Well, it's about time. That's good. Can we see it?
I just want the dog. Don't touch me, please. All right?
You don't have to get hot. The dog's at the groomer's. I'm having it cleaned up. He's going to look nice for you.
At the groomer's, Ray, he doesn't have any hair.
Just have a seat.
What? I don't want to sit down, Ray.
I went to a lot of trouble, Al. I'm going to make sure I do the right thing here.
Do the right thing. The right thing would be give me back my friend.
Well, I am, Al. Yeah, you just got to trust me. You know, I went and got the finest food in Massachusetts.
You don't understand what that dog means to me.
Yeah, I do. I had a dog when I was a kid. I understand. I told you I could sympathize with you. But
what are you doing? I don't want to eat, Ray. I didn't come here to eat.
Al, just eat the food and let me do the right thing here.
Do the right thing. Give me the dog. That's, you know.
He's on his way. The guy said he'd be bringing him. You just got to trust me, Al.
I'm here, aren't I? Ray, if I eat the food, will that make you happy and then you can give me the dog?
Oh, yeah. You're giving me a chance to do what's right.
I'll do whatever you want. Just please, just give me the dog. Because you're supposed to give me the dog, right? Oh, God.
How do you like it, Al?
Aren't you going to have any?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have a lot of it. How's it taste?
I don't know. It's not bad. Did you cook it yourself?
Uncle Harry, a restaurant I know down in Boston, cooked it. But will you do me a favor? Try not to get one of them paws stuck in your teeth. That's right, Al. 100% grade A pepper.
No.
What's the matter, Al? You don't like pepper? You don't like the way pepper tastes? You don't like the way pepper looks? Huh? You don't like pepper? Huh? What's the matter with you, boy? Huh? Huh? You don't like the way pepper tastes? Huh? You don't like what? Oh, no way. Pepper's not going to take an elevator today. You're going to eat every damn bite of the little son of a bitch. I told you, if he bit me again, I was going to send him straight to hell. Huh? You understand me, Al? Huh? You understand me what this is all about? This is hardcore, and you can damn well bet. Huh? You can damn well bet. Boom! Huh? And I'm hardcore all the way. I told you Pepper was going to live with you for the rest of his life. Unless you go to the poop shooter or something. Understand me, Al, that I am hardcore. Pepper's a little and you're a dumb son of a bitch. That's what hardcore is all about. Can you dig that? Yeah, tastes like chicken.
Oh my God. Oh my. King, what did, Boss Man is...
No, wait a minute. Al Snow was eating pepper steak.
Oh my God. Boss Man is sick.
This is...
He's sadistic. I mean, I don't even know.
So there you go, Tony. We can stop it right there.
Yeah. That's terrible.
So now there's two ribs there. don't know if you saw the little flyer that he made for Pepper. And at the bottom, you know, hey, if you have any information about this dog with a photo of Pepper and there's a reward and all that, there's a phone number. Mm-hmm. The phone number was one of the boys' cell phone numbers. And it was on TV and they blew up and they had to get a new number. But then the actual act, what we just saw is the story of a legendary, I guess you would call it a rib.
Yep.
Where Mr. Fuji cooked a man's dog and fed it to him.
It was Jimmy Snuka's dog. He did, wasn't it?
And Jimmy Snuka is a shoot murderer.
Right.
I would not be fucking with his dog.
No, no. Here's a tip. Don't ever fuck with a man's dog.
Yes, that's fair.
Yeah, that's fair. The only part of that is the little dog with the muzzle on and, you know, when he picked him up in that video, I'm thinking that with the fans going crazy like that, that dog is fucking petrified.
Oh, of course he is.
He is scared to death. And that kind of, that really broke my heart. Yeah, don't fuck with a man's dog because you fuck with my dog and I will kill you. I will kill you. Okay.
All right.
So,
the result of that is what's known as the worst Hell in a Cell match ever.
Oh,
Kennel in a Cell.
Okay.
Unforgiven Kennel in 1999 is what we're going to be watching next. So go to Unforgiven season 2, episode 1, Unforgiven 99. Uh-huh. You want to go to 1 hour, 25 minutes and 27 seconds. That's 1 hour, 25 minutes and 27 seconds of season 2, episode 1, Unforgiven 99.
Yeah, you're going to, when you hit pause there, you're going to probably be at the end of Triple H and the British Bulldog talking to some pretty lady.
Lillian Garcia.
Okay, Lillian Garcia. And then we're going to go to the match. So again, you know, we all go back in our childhood and remember things. And for Dave McClay to go back to 1999, he remembers someone eating someone's dog. It's funny. Did you notice how the dog was kind of stir fried in spaghetti? He's pulling that out. I see the noodles. I'm thinking, wow.
Well, I think it was Chinese food.
Okay. Well, then lo mein.
Yeah. I was going to say, I don't think we call it spaghetti, hillbilly.
Okay. Sorry. That's hillbilly term. What's this spaghetti? Why is this brown gravy on it? It's lo mein. It's what? Lo mein. All right, then. Let's eat some more.
Well, I know you're used to being lo mein on the totem pole, today we're going to be watching season 2, episode 1, Unforgiven 99, 1 hour, 25 minutes, 27 seconds. I'm there, Tony, if you are.
Yeah, you sure are. You have a lot of bad jokes. That was one of your worst ones.
What do you mean?
Lo mein on the totem pole.
Oh.
Okay. Ready?
Ready.
Here we go. Go see the match in 3, 2, 1, play.
Boss man, it's come down to this. A Kennel from Hell match, and I bet you're regretting what you did to Pepper.
I don't regret a damn thing I do. I tell you what, you're the one that's going to be regretting something. If you ask me another question like that, I'm going to shove this nightstick right up your ass. You got that?
Oh.
See, I spent my whole adult life dealing with people inside of cages, and tonight will be no different. Whether there's dogs there or not, this night's going to be a night nobody's going to forget, especially Al Snow.
Well, I'll tell you what, King, this is a first in the annals of the World Wrestling Federation as the two cages will be erected here, the Hell in a Cell cage being lowered as we see, and there'll be another cage that'll be attached to the ring itself.
Wait a minute. Now, we're not going to be inside the... You and I aren't going to be inside with those Rottweilers, are we?
I made sure we weren't.
Oh, okay.
When you're campaigning earlier today...
I'm not afraid of dogs.
The hell you're not.
Huh?
Got your milk bone underwear on too, don't you?
Yeah, right. Look at this.
The Rottweilers will be out here running loose, I suppose.
What, running loose?
Well, they'll be inside the cage.
Oh, I'm not afraid of dogs.
And the object of this matchup, once the Big Boss Man and Al Snow enter the cage, it is for the hardcore title. Remember that. Is that the one of the athletes to win, you got to leave both cages.
Wait a minute. It's a cage and a cell, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly. And Al Snow had a vision about this matchup, and maybe he will explain that. Who knows? As Al is standing by with Lillian Garcia.
Who knows what Al is saying?
Well, Al, this all started with Pepper, and now tonight it's going to end with a Kennel from Hell match.
Tonight, boss man,
for everything you've done to Pepper, for the memory of Pepper, I'm going to be all over your fat, donut-eating ass like a one-man crime spree. You fat, worthless son of a bitch!
Wow. Al, very emotional and rightfully so. Al's little dog, little Chihuahua Pepper, is his pet, was taken, was butchered, was skinned, was cooked.
Want?
And Al even ate it. Unknowingly, obviously, thanks to the boss man.
Well, you know, Al used to try to teach Pepper to play dead.
Everybody need?
He finally succeeded.
You're a real riot, aren't you?
How about the chemistry between JR and the King?
It's the best.
And you see Pepper there on the shirt of Al Snow. I love Head. Yeah. How about you? Did you love Head back in this era?
I never did watch Al Snow's matches, so I can't say that I did. I think it's interesting that they would have the entrance as they're still constructing the cage.
Well, you see, it's a cage within a cage.
Oh, so he's got to get in before they finish building it.
Yeah, it's a cage within a cage. So you see the Hell in a Cell is going to go around Big Blue.
Yeah. I have a feeling that they were behind on it in building it. And Vince said, fuck it. Hit the music. Let's get him out there. They're going to be able to build that goddamn cage. Something like that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, these days they would start the show with the cage match just to, you know, save time. But again, it is, it is a pay-per-view. So.
And it is 1999. We've come a long way, baby. Oh, so this is like the worst Hell in the Cell match ever?
Probably, because these dogs, it's supposed to be like rabid Doberman or whatever on the outside, I believe, is the idea. Is, hey, if you try to climb out of this cage, these dogs are going to attack you.
Yeah, and they probably just either were shitting, pissing, or licking somebody.
Yeah, they just... you know, shit and piss and fuck, but they're not actually here to fight. Like, you know, these are well-trained behaved dogs. They're here to, hey, I want to eat. I'd like to do a little pissing, a little shitting. And if that bitch would bend over, I could finish my, she'd put me over.
Oh God. Well, again, as you go through wrestling and you go through the different things that have happened in wrestling, you always try to come up with something different, right? I mean, you do.
Well, this is a miss. I mean, this is up there with, hey man, what if we had like two vats of mimosas outside of the ring and the first one to get pushed into it. I mean, it'll go down like that level of silly.
That is a real cheap ass shot.
Was it?
Yeah. Cheap ass shot. I mean, you could have said it'll go down like,
Judy Bagwell on a pole.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, those three gimmick matches to me are right at the top of the list.
Really? Really? Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Wait, you thought the mimosa idea in hindsight was a good one?
I didn't hate it.
Oh God, Tony, you know, we're behind the paywall. You don't have to suck it off all the way.
You know, see, you're trying to get someone, one of our stooges to, tell one of their stooges that Shivani shit on one of the AEW matches. And it becomes front page news on a shitty website run by dumbass Marks. Okay. Ain't gonna happen here.
Boy, you're very aggressive today.
Okay. Ain't gonna happen here.
Okay.
But hey, is the match, where are the dogs? Where are the dogs?
Well, they're not in there yet. See, they're still setting the cage up.
Uh-huh.
Let's track it.
Very good deal. Oh no, now I see why. Oh.
They come.
Get inside the cage, both men, quick. Look at the jowls on that son of a gun. I'm talking about the dogs, King.
Boss man, get the cage.
That lady you came with, but look at those.
Don't bring them over here.
Oh, they're gnashing their teeth. I don't, King, we don't need this over here. Boss man is caught kind of in the old proverbial no man's land.
Hey, they're out here. They're over here.
They are close to us right now.
So here we go.
Oh, look at the jowls on that son of a gun.
And then he goes, not the girl you came with.
Yeah. No. Oh God. So glad to have JR back. Can't tell you how much. Yeah. Got them tan assholes, don't they? Yep.
Tan assholes?
Well, they do. Doberman's got that, okay? Doberman's got the tan asshole.
What color's your asshole, Tony?
Tan.
There's no way you got a tan asshole.
Okay. Here we go. So this is hardcore, right? Also.
Yes.
A hardcore match.
It's okay. For the hardcore title.
That Al Snow has, right?
I think Boss Man, I don't know. Does it fucking matter?
No, it doesn't. I just saw that. I think I saw Al Snow with a belt when he was talking.
Yeah. You're right. Okay. Because that was the whole gimmick. I want a title shot.
Mm-hmm.
And and I'm going to take your dog until I get one.
Okay. So they had the owners or the handlers of these dogs just hang out there with them. And the fucking dogs want to get out of that goddamn cage, don't they?
Yeah. They just want
They do. They do. They think they're back in the kennel.
Take me to a yard. Let me run around. Get me out of here.
Absolutely. God, look at these dogs.
And the dogs aren't even fucking with the guys.
No, they're not. I think the dogs are kind of fucking with each other.
Here's the thing. These are some dumbass dogs. These dogs are marks. They're not even smartened up. You know, these dogs hadn't been trained. These dogs hadn't been to the fucking dojo. These dogs hadn't been to the Nightmare Factory. I bet these dogs don't even know about flatbacks.
Yeah, but I bet you they can run a website. Oh, look at that right hand. So how long was out? The Big Boss Man had come to us and had went through many
different terrible gimmicks.
The worst, I think, being the Guardian Angel. Whoa, that's a hell of a bump. But Ray Traylor was a hell of a performer, and it's odd that we have just been watching 1986 where we have seen him as Big Bubba.
Yeah, really getting started, and now here he is 13 years later.
Yeah.
And he's almost got like the Roman Reigns look before Roman Reigns had it. Looks like he's the fourth member of the Shield.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that replay? That was a hell of a bump. Well, let's see. The dog's pissed off at each other. You see?
Brought a bag of goodies out here. He's using this hardcore matchup.
Dogs don't give a shit about the match, though.
Yeah, actually, they're talking about the match.
Yeah.
This is
the shits. Where's Kenny Omega?
What they're saying, can you realize that this was a fucking gimmick? Can you run that? He didn't really cook a dog. No, didn't cook a dog. So they're saying,
you know what would have been cooler? A couple of big kiddie pools filled with orange juice.
Wow. Ooh. You know what? Adam Des Moines is going to love you.
Does he really legit hate AEW? I love AEW. I'm just busting your balls.
Oh, he hates everything. I'm not so sure he even likes his wife.
Can you blame him there?
Yeah. Well, she's one of the nicest people ever.
No, I know that, but I'm just saying we know a bunch of dudes who just, you know, they love their wife. Then they get married to her and then they decide they don't like her anymore.
Who would that be? So anyway, but yeah, Des Moines hates everything. So, wow. So Al, let me ask you. So Al Snow's career, his little juice there. Al Snow's career. Obviously, he works for Ohio Valley Wrestling.
Not works for, owns.
Owns one of the owners.
Yes.
Yeah, one of the owners. So, how long did his career last in the WWE? Because he was with WCW for just a short period of time, I believe.
You know, I didn't know that. I knew that he did a little brief run through the ECW organization. He was a big part of the indies and then did Smoky Mountain. He was with the WWF for a couple of years, and then he was with ECW for a couple of years, and then he was back in the WWF for like 10 or 11. And then I think he did just a ton of stuff for TNA, probably like a decade there. So I would guess 10 or 11 years in WWF, 10 or 11 years in Impact. And now I guess for the last, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years, he's owned Ohio Valley Wrestling.
I'm looking him up right now.
One of the things you should know about him is way back when you guys were like getting started with Nitro, we'll call it 93, 94, 95. Him and Sabu were regarded as being the two biggest names in independent wrestling.
Okay.
So they signed him to, you guys tried to do something with Sabu, and of course, you know, you couldn't long term. And then they tried to do anything and everything here with Al Snow. They put him under different hoods and gimmicks and names and ideas, and they were all terrible. But Jim Ross was advocating for him big, which a lot of people think in hindsight probably hurt his chances with Vince. When you advocate too big for somebody, Vince goes the other way just for spite, as the story goes. And then he really got himself over once he got the head thing in ECW. And now here he is on pay-per-view for the WWF.
Well, you know, I'm looking, I don't see that he was in WCW, but for some reason I thought he was there for just a time because Al and I talked, but we knew each other, and I don't know how we would have known each other. When I saw him, when he came recently, over the past couple of years to a an AEW pay-per-view.
I was actually at that one.
Okay.
I think, is that the one where y'all had the terrible explosion match? Like it was a barbed wire cage match, but it was really like sparklers.
We may have been, yeah.
You know, I think there was like this big bomb at the end and it goes poof. You know,
any other of our matches you want to shit on before this podcast?
No, that was the design. Tony Khan said that was by design. Like, of course, Kenny Omega can't make a big bomb.
Okay.
He's a great wrestler. He's not a bomb maker.
Okay. Look at these dogs, man. These dogs are going to kill each other. Okay. Oh, this is terrible. I mean, the guys are putting in a hell of an effort in the ring. Don't get me wrong. They really are.
It's just a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. And the dogs not cooperating or not working, so to speak.
These dogs are dumb to the business. They're a bunch of fucking marks.
Yeah.
These dogs should be on the other side of the guardrail. They don't know how to sell shit. They're not working.
Right.
No bumps.
Yeah.
These are ticket buying dogs. They're not ticket selling dogs.
Maybe you should put them in a blood and guts match if you want to add that in to rip on that as well.
You didn't like blood and guts from AEW?
Or a stadium stampede match.
Just let them run in an empty stadium.
Yeah.
Or that could be any Jags game these days, I guess.
Wow.
What?
You are. Yep.
I mean, who's going to a Jags game right now?
You're trying to get shit heaped on me.
What are you talking about?
By being in the area, you know, you're spraying shit and the shit's going to get on me. And that's what you want. I get it. We're friends.
I don't know why you're so upset. I mean, like when the Colts come to town in a couple of weeks for a Sunday game. I mean, what do you think the attendance will be?
I don't even care.
Yeah. I thought you cared about Tony's other businesses. That's kind of rude for you. I don't care.
I do. Yeah.
I would support Tony if I were you.
I do support Tony.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, who do you hope the Jags get? You know, since clearly they're going to be the number one draft.
I don't even know who's available.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I have no idea who the top pick would be, who people are considering, because I haven't followed college football at all. So I really don't know. I'm not good to answer that. Hey, it's funny. This is the old kind of the old, what I call Hulk Hogan cage.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. This is like the cage at Madison Square Garden that they, Hogan and the Boss Man, did the superplex off of.
A lot of folks believe that you guys are going to draft a defensive end.
Uh-huh.
Named Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan.
Uh-huh. Okay. Wow.
Or Kayvon Thibodeau from Oregon. Either way, it's a defensive end.
Well, there you go. There you go.
That's the best guess that I see.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's great. I don't know either one of them. I guess that Michigan kid is going to be playing against the Georgia Bulldogs coming up on New Year's Eve.
Well, you should probably take a look. So you could see what your coworker is going to look like.
I don't work with the Jaguars. They're a football team, and I do wrestling.
True or false?
When I go to the Dynamite events, there's no football players there.
Oh my gosh! Look at there.
Al Snow is hot.
maybe the last. Hell in a Cell matchup. The Kennel from Hell King.
Oh, stupid Rottweilers. Didn't even fight him. They couldn't find a bone in the butcher shop.
Well, the issue is the Rottweilers haven't left. Al Snow's leaving with his hardcore title. Boss Man would just like to leave with his skin. Dogs look hungry to me.
Now, how's Boss Man supposed to get out of there?
That would be the Boss Man's problem.
Wait a minute, now he's got to let the Boss Man out.
There you go. Boss
busy
man.
Over there.
Boss Man coming out the door on the other side.
Wait a minute, Boss Man, be careful.
Boss Man trying to sneak out. Boss Man bolting from the door. Boss Man running from the Rottweilers here. Keep those dogs on their leash.
Ah, down.
Michael Cole,
dogs are down.
So you finally can say you saw it.
Yeah.
The worst Hell in a Cell ever. Kennel in a cell.
Here's one thing that I thought when that match ended. If he cooks, in theory, if he butchers your dog and cooks your dog, right?
Right.
Do you really want to escape the cell, or you just want to get in there and whip his ass? To me, that was kind of Snow going outside, getting his hand raised, hardcore chant, big smile on his face. I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to get the hell with them Rottweilers. I'm going to get back in there. I'm going to kick his ass for what he did. So, in theory, a man escaping a cell, a cage match, does not pay back for what he did to your dog. Just thinking about that, okay? I'm thinking, oh, the cage door is open. I get a chance to escape. I get a chance to win. I don't give a fuck about that. Here, let me get another shovel and beat the hell out of him. That's my theory on that. Sound logical to you?
Meltzer called it one of the worst pay-per-view matches of all time. The dogs between the two cages didn't act vicious and instead spent the match barking at each other and pissing on the mats. They didn't pay any attention to either wrestler, which was the whole point of the match. Even Jim Ross on commentary was openly making fun of how bad it looked.
I wonder if the writer who came up with that idea was fired. Never know. Never know.
I mean, Lord bless them.
Yeah. Yeah. Lord bless them. The dogs. Lord bless the dogs. I'm with you on that.
Al Snow says, so the gimmick was about the dogs. When I was approached, I swear to God, may strike me dead where I stand. Vince Russo came to me because they wanted to get rid of the head, which they couldn't because it was so over. And Vince Russo had seen the movie Son of Sam, where he heard voices from a Chihuahua. He wanted to give me a Chihuahua, told me the whole thing. I said, great. My exact words, please make sure you have highly trained animals. Why? Well, because the number one rule in entertainment is you don't work with animals or kids. They'll always outshine you, upstage you, or they'll screw up the whole scene. So, and especially in porn, never work with animals or kids. So verbatim, the Chihuahua, highly trained, so I can interact with it, right? Oh yeah, yeah, no problem. Okay. So I show up to TV the next week. There's the Chihuahua. There's a lady sitting with the Chihuahua. Oh, you're his trainer? No, I'm his owner. Oh, okay. Turns out they called a veterinarian clinic in Detroit and got a list of names of people who owned a Chihuahua. That's it? I immediately go to Vince Russo, and I swear to you as I stand, I went to Russo. You understand I said trained animals. And he says, oh, it's just the Chihuahua. It'll be fine. And then when we get to these things with these dogs, we have to have trained animals. Do you understand, Vince? Now, I forget exactly how many months this storyline went, but it went on for a long time. Do you know how many times I reiterated we needed trained animals? Numerous times. We need trained animals. Numerous times I said we need trained animals. We need highly trained animals from the same kennel that could be led by one or two people verbally who stood outside the cage. I could not emphasize that enough. So I show up in Charlotte and I notice that there are seven or eight dogs, but they have seven or eight people with them. I walk around and it turns out one of the dogs has some obedience training. Now you have to understand the entire match, the entire angle. is built around the focal point being these dogs. How can you use these dogs? What can you do with these dogs? Please explain to me, because I would like to hear somebody tell me what they expect you to do with them when they're out there urinating, defecating, and fornicating so much you can't even show them on TV. The gimmick of the match is that you're inside a cage that's inside a cell that has like sharks surrounding it. Dogs that now need to get through and get out on the other side. And you know, you can't even interact with the dogs. So I'm curious, but it became a joke and now it's all my responsibility, even though I had no control over that fact. And so the interviewer here says, who would you put that responsibility on? And Al says, the companies. It's not mine. If they told me to go find trained dogs, what do you think I would have done? I would have made sure I found trained dogs that were highly trained with one person. Vince Russo himself, or Vince McMahon himself, actually apologized for putting me in this situation. So now people want to ask me all the time because it's such a joke and I had nothing to do with it. Now, again, the number one rule in wrestling is you have to take shit and make shinola. So it was my responsibility to make the best match I could, despite the fact that we couldn't even utilize the dogs. We tried. We brought a bunch of weapons out, tried to do everything I could to take the focus off that we had literally sold the audience on for months. And now, oh, ignore all of that. Watch all of this. Of course it didn't work. It was embarrassing for both of us. It just wasn't embarrassing for me. It was embarrassing for him too, talking about Boss Man. I mean, we're put in this ridiculous situation, but what are we supposed to do? So there you go.
Yeah.
Untrained dogs.
So the writer was Vince Russo on that one. Mm-hmm. Dave McClay said, one of my favorite things about WHW is the fact that you guys are great at making the bad stuff watchable. So here it goes. And then he wanted to watch this. And of course this, this is so bad that even the bug buried his head in his blanket. Where we can only see one ear sticking out of it. So yeah, terrible stuff, man. But again, I'm not trying to defend any bad stuff. I just know, and you try to, you attempt to do something different. Try something different. Not defending it, but I understand how when you're pressured to try to be creative, just to try something different. But Al had a lot of very good points there, you know. And obviously that's why they had the muzzle on the dog we saw in that little vignette. That dog will bite somebody, man.
Negative 3 stars is what Meltzer gave it.
Wow.
What say you?
Yeah, I would say negative five.
There you go.
I would say it's worse, as bad as you can get. And the reason is because, not a lot of reasons, but there were times, and I know you and I were talking about it, shitting on it, blah. There were times I didn't even realize there was a match going on because you kept looking at the dogs and you just didn't realize there was a match going on. So, and it didn't last long. So, yeah, it sucked. And it's in the annals of, boy, this sucked. In world, what happened when? I was going to say World Championship Wrestling. Why do I think of, boy, this sucked when I think of World Championship Wrestling?
Well, you shouldn't, because there's a lot of great stuff there. And there's a lot more great stuff to come this month on Patreon. We're not done. We're bringing you not one, but two pieces of bonus content every single month here. Greatly appreciate your support. Hope you guys had a fantastic year, but we're not done. Still got one more coming your way, and boy, we're going old school. Something from 85 is up next, right?
Something from 85 is coming up next, and it's really old school. It's from the territories, and it's another gimmick match, kind of, but let's see how they do it old school, so it should be good. To Dave McClay, Dave, our good buddy, I wonder how many Rottweilers and or Chihuahuas chase him when he is delivering the mail.
Well, I guess we'll never know, because right now it's about that time.
We are desperately out of time. Don't let a dog come into the ring, because he will shit and piss on the floor and hump your leg. We're out of time. See you next week. See you next time on What Happened When, our bonus footage exclusively on
Patreon.